question at the end, because if the wreck happened before the overtime line, possibly you could have thrown it at overtime.
So what we have always said, and we've been consistent as much as I've talked about it, is we're going to make every attempt to finish the race under green. And to do that, you've got to see what happens with an incident. In this case, we did that. And once we decided to throw the caution, when we wanted to dispatch emergency equipment, also knew that there was oil on the racetrack, we threw the caution, and ultimately that's the end of the race.
Did that, might not have been enough time to have another restart because of darkness. Did that play into your decision there?
It didn't, but it would have. We would not have been able to restart that race. There was oil down. It would have been another red flag, and you know, I think the last couple cost their red flags were 15 to 20 minutes with oil. So, you know, we were up against it as well.
What is the rule on that? As far as if they haven't made it to the overtime line, how does NASCAR judge that? There's some confusion on that issue. Is when you're going
when the leader crosses the start finish line and a caution comes out, the race is over. Yeah, the overtime line, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Given the product on the track yesterday and then the finishes we had today, does that at all go into how you guys might put restricted plate packages in for the Cup Series next year?
No, I think, you know, like we've said, we've got to look at, you know, the whole weekend in totality, have a lot of discussions with, you know, a lot of the teams and kind of look at the data that we see. Certainly a lot of things happened today that we want to go back over, and, you know, we'll do that and then make a decision.
Are you considering possibly an early start time, earlier start time?
Have not discussed that.
Why was Castle parked? 34 car?
Disobeyed a red flag.
You know specifically what he did?
I'm not sure.
Not sure.
When at the end of the race, was there any decisions? Really, when we were under red flag, was there any decisions that we might have needed to call the race because it was getting too dark? Or
on the one earlier?
Yeah, on the one earlier. Was there any discussions of that? Or was there any concerns that it would be too dark?
No, I mean, we checked with the spotters. We obviously made sure the sight lines were still good. Obviously, if you continued to have, you know, cautions and red flags, that would have been a problem. But, you know, we wanted to make every attempt to go back green. I thought the cleanup crew did a phenomenal job today and tonight, candidly, to get us back going all the way through from the being able to dry the track as quickly as we did to the hard work from the cleanup crews, you know, enabled us to get back racing.
In general, if you want to finish the race under green, trigger before they hit the overtime line?
No, it wouldn't, Bob, because you got to look at, again, like we've said, we want to make the attempt, but, you know, we want to do that under the regular regulations of how we call coming. So we look at that as our last attempt. We look at each one as our last attempt, and if it can play out, it can play out.
You did this once before we had this. Can you provide the video showing the loop of the timing versus when where the cars were? Can you do that?
Yeah, Tom, we can get that to everybody. Right? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Words on the end and how kind of all the wrecks and how kind of chaos that sort of ensued?
Well, I think you had the two best cars, you know, all day long. And once those two were involved in an incident, it was kind of anybody's game. And it looked like everybody was going to do whatever they could on a restart. And you saw some craziness happen there on a lot of the restarts. So, you know, ultimately the five car ended up in victory lane.
What can you do to speed up some of those red flag cleanups? Are you looking at anything for that?
I thought the crew did a phenomenal job. We always look at trying to speed those up, but a lot of effort was put in today.
Is the sanctioning body looking at ways to kind of clear up the confusion with the overtime line going forward? There was much confusion after the race or whenever the caution flew. Is there any procedure changes that we could possibly see?
I think we've talked about the potential to move it to the start-finish line in 2018, but you know, we've been very clear on the rules. Once the leader crosses the overtime line and caution comes out, the race is over.
Real quick. Evaluating the lower downforce package, the package we brought here this weekend. What are your thoughts, despite the chaos in the race?
I think, again, we still got some time to evaluate it. Got to look at the overall weekend. You certainly had some strong cars. It was difficult to catch the leader at times during the race, but you saw a lot of things happen, you know, the second half of the race. So we've got to look at it in totality and look at what happened Saturday and go from there.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.